More news stories now, including areas to put forward for new homes and a diamond couple. But first, the issue of streetlights.
Thousands of Norfolk streetlights, which are switched off overnight, will stay dark after a review found that crime concerns around the scheme had not materialised. In recent years, Norfolk County Council has targeted the 52,000-plus streetlights it operates, installing LED alternatives, switching them off during the night, and removing some completely, as part of a pledge to halve its carbon emissions by 2020. A new council report has praised the success of the initiatives, which are estimated to have saved £1.4 million and roughly 7,500 tonnes of carbon dioxide emissions since 2008. In particular, it highlights the impact of so-called part-night lighting, where streetlights are turned off from midnight to 5 a.m, a practice which has been applied to more than 18,700 lights and has saved £693,232 to date. It initially sparked concern among communities worried the early hours blackout would lead to a rise in crime and antisocial behaviour. But according to the report, there is no evidence to support the link, and the council says it now receives very few complaints from the public.
Firefighters were called to deal with a small blaze which broke out in a Norwich city centre restaurant. Three crews of firefighters from Earlham, Carrow and Sproston were called to the library on Guildhall Hill. They used hose reel and main jets to put out the blaze. Owner Jane Raffles said that the fire was minor and had been contained to one room and no loss of business.
The teenage drum kit of international superstar Ed Sheeran has proven to be a smash hit for a children's hospice charity after it was showcased as part of a global online auction. The piece of musical memorabilia was offered as part of the Ultimate Charity Auction in partnership with the East Anglia's Children Hospices, with all proceeds from the lot going towards the charity's Nook appeal. Bidding on the auction, which featured more than 130 lots donated by the world of sport, celebrity and lifestyle, with the drum kit of the Suffolk singer selling for £2,650. The funds raised from the sale of the drum kit will go towards the EACH Nook appeal, which is backed by the Evening News. The charity's vision is to transform children's palliative care across Norfolk, including building a new hospice called the Nook. The auction raised £106,000 in just 2 weeks for charity.
The locations where thousands of new homes could be built in Norwich, South Norfolk and Broadland over the next 2 decades have been revealed. More than 9,500 acres of land, which would accommodate some 70,000 houses, have been put forward by landowners after they were asked by council bosses to suggest potential development sites. And places like Wyndham, Cossey, Easton, Honingham, Heatherset, Cringleford and Little Melton are among the towns and villages where landowners have put forward the largest amount of land for possible housing development. About 500 sites have been put forward after Norwich City Council, Broadland District Council and South Norfolk Council invited landowners, developers and agents to suggest land which could be used for housing as well as employment and community uses as part of a major blueprint known as the Greater Norwich Local Plan.
Firework displays have been blamed for the deaths of two ponies at a horse sanctuary. The animals had to be put down after they were found injured in a field south of Norwich. Vets from Red Wings Horse Sanctuary were called to Piggott's Farm near Tasborough to deal with two separate incidents. Sprite, a 19-year-old Welsh pony, was found by the charity's night team suffering from suspected colic. The animal was lying down, covered in sweat and breathing heavily. A second horse was found in the same field as Sprite just hours later, following an early morning check by the charity. Percy, a 25-year-old Palomino pony, was discovered non-weight-bearing lame on his right front leg and in an incredible amount of pain. Despite administering pain relief, vets were unable to make him comfortable. Red Wings chief executive Lynn Cutress said, "Although we can never know for sure, it's likely that the incidents were as a result of nearby fireworks displays."
A couple who met, married and spent their entire lives in Norwich celebrated their diamond wedding. John and Phoebe Westrop, who live in Sprowston, met at the old industrial club when it first opened in Oak Street. Mr. Westrop, 80, said, "I was there with some of my pals. I saw her and fell heavily. I think she did also. It was love at first sight." The two were married at the City Oak in November 1956. They had a quick wedding because they were offered a home and could only move in if they were married. Mr. Westrop said, "We weren't intending to get married at that date, but the lure of the house made us decide to do it." Mr. Westrop was in the fish and chip business for most of his working life, owning his own shop. Mrs. Westrop, now 78, worked in a boot and shoe factory until having children. To celebrate, the whole family went to dinner together with food, music and dancing. Mr. Westrop said, "It's been a long time coming, but the last few years just seem to fly by."
One of Britain's most well-known football hooligans managed to watch Norwich City take on Leeds United, despite being banned for life by the Canaries' rivals. Leeds supporter Aaron Corley, aged 25, was captured by TV cameras at Carrow Road, hugging defender Pontus Janssen after he scored an equalising goal in United's 3-2 victory over Norwich. Mr. Corley was able to get a ticket and watch his team, despite being banned for life by the club after he ran onto the pitch and punched Sheffield Wednesday goalkeeper Chris Kirkland in 2012. Mr. Corley, from Cheltenham, was also jailed for 16 weeks and given a 6-year football banning order by the courts for that offence. But he managed to get the court order lifted by magistrates in Sheffield.